Welcome to the Madison Baptist Church in New Jersey on this Mother's Day Sunday. So we just want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day this morning to all those, and especially to my mother who's not with us today. She's home. She's home resting. You know, as I was thinking about my mother on this special day and how special she's been in my life, and I really do wish she was here today. I remember a time after my father had passed away, and my mom was a rock for our family. And I had a job as a courier, and I would have to travel and deliver various things to hospitals, and no matter what time of the day or night, I was paged. Back then it was paged. It wasn't cell phones, it was the pager. And I remember I got a call to go out to a hospital out on Long Island. But I got the call at 11:30 at night, and it was snowing, it was bad weather. And so I called up my mother and I said, "Hey, what are you doing?" She goes, "It's 11:30, I'm in bed." I said, "Do you want to take a ride?" She goes, "A ride? Where?" I said, "I have to deliver some plasma to a hospital in Long Island. I really don't want to go alone, and really there's no one else I could call. Do you want to take a ride?" She said, "Yeah, I'll take a ride. Can we get something to eat?" I said, "Well, yeah, we can get something to eat," and we took a ride. But I could give you 100 different stories about like that with my mother, and I'm sure that you can too. And every year during Mother's Day, we look to certain scriptures and we look at them through a certain lens. So this morning, you know, Proverbs 31, which really talks about the description of an excellent woman. And most of the time, when we read that description, for many, many people, it's discouraging. It's discouraging. Who can live up to someone who has great value, someone who is tremendously trustworthy, someone who always does the right thing, if you look at Proverbs 31, someone who is creative in verses 13, someone who's prudent in verse 14, someone who's diligent in verse 15 and takes initiative in 16 and is very strong in verse 17, someone who in verses 18 and 19 is very attentive, who's hardworking, someone who is compassionate and confident from verses 20 and 21, someone who is elegant and admirable in verses 22 and verses 23. When you start to think and read this, sometimes women, moms, can be discouraged. Someone who's business-minded and dignified in verses 24 and verses 25. Someone who's wise beyond years and very watchful, very discerning in verses 26 and 27. And honored and respected in verses 28 and 29. And godly and very much acclaimed in verses 30 and 31. So you read what an excellent woman looks like. And some people view it from the eyes of a demanding husband who thinks the woman should stay home and work and cook and wash clothes and drive the kids to school and pick the kids up from school and do all the grocery shopping and do all the shopping and do all the ironing and do all the cleaning and make sure the meals are on the table and all of that. And people look at that and look at Proverbs 31 from that view. People look at it from the view that they have been brought up. I was brought up in a different time than today's time is, obviously, where my mother stayed home. She did all the washing and the cooking and the feeding and the bringing us to school and the shopping, and dads worked. We don't live in that world today. That's not the world we live in today. Now you have moms that actually work, go get the bacon, make the bacon, bring it home, cook it, feed it, clean it up, and they're doing everything today. Moms are doing so much today. So when we look at Proverbs 31, we should be viewing it from the eye of praise And mom shouldn't be looking at this proverb from the eyes of, I can't live up to that. I've got too much to do. Now, if you've ever watched the show, Everybody Loves Raymond. Raymond is a sports writer. His wife is a stay-home mom. They have three children. And they're always debating about, what does she do? In his terms. What do you do all day? And there was an episode where he lost some money on some business venture, and he came home. She found out that he lost the money, and they got into a disagreement. Of course, this is television. And during the disagreement, he basically said, well, what is it that you do all day? And maybe I should start charging rent for you, in a kind of sarcastic way. Well, the next day, the next scene, she gives him a list of everything that she did and put basically an amount to it. And really what came out of that was, when you add up everything that she was doing, she would make more money than he did. And so when people say to me, prior to Sonia working, well, what does your wife do? I would never say, well, she doesn't do anything. She just stays home, because we had six children. That would be very similar to what Raymond would say on that television show. Well, what does your wife do? Well, my wife works hard. We have six children. She's a stay-home mom. She works hard. And I'm sure there's many moms out there, and even women without children. We celebrate you today, those women today. But when we think about this excellent mother from Proverbs 31, we need to understand this is a praise to what the greatness of a mother is. This is a praise to what the greatness of a woman is. So when we read an excellent wife who can find, we're looking at this through the eyes of someone praising their mother, someone praising their wife, someone praising the woman, not like an excellent wife, who can find her? I can't find one. Can you find one? Does anybody know one? Does anybody see one? That's not the perspective, or that's not the lens we should be looking through. The lens that we should be looking through is, her worth is far above jewels. My mother's worth is far above any kind of jewelry, is far above any amount of money, is far above any amount of outward looking anything. That's really what we're saying here. Their worth is you can't put a price on. You cannot put a price on the worth of a mother. They're priceless. Priceless. The heart of her husband trusts in her. This is not, can I find someone I can trust? No, this is the heart of the husband is putting his faith in, he trusts her. Why? Because she's worth far more than above jewels. She's priceless. And this is how we need to view moms today. In the world today, where we see moms literally doing everything. We see so many homes today that are fractured. We see so many fatherless children today. So many families that are in peril. So mom, this is for you. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. No lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Always doing the right thing. That doesn't mean perfection, but that means there's an intent of always wanting to do what's right. Never thinking about what's wrong. Always wanting to do the right thing. Even when we as men or husbands, we may feel something or think something or want to do something. Our wives, the moms of our children, the moms of all children, are thinking through that lens, always want to do the right thing. We always want to do the right thing. And sometimes that's annoying for us. Sometimes we want to say what we want to say. We want to do what we want to do. We want to get a jab in. And then our wives are always the ones that are saying, no, let's do the right thing. Doing the right thing. She looks for wool and flax in verse 13 and works with her hands in delight. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household, verse 15, and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She plants a vineyard from her earnings. She's investing. She's looking to the future. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She never stops. She takes initiative. She's working hard. She's always doing the right thing, continually being creative, taking initiative, always working hard. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She stretches out her hands. She's working. She's helping those in need. She extends her hand to the poor in verse 20, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing. And she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. This is a description of many women today. It's a description of many mothers today, of many women that are not mothers. As we said earlier, you know, women today have a huge responsibility. They have a responsibility to their homes, to their children. They have a responsibility in the workplace. They have a responsibility to all those around them. And they should be celebrated. And so when we think about an excellent mother, we have to understand the burden that they're under. The burden to be a mom, the burden to be a wife, the burden to be the worker, the burden to be a manager. This proverb is read through the eyes of an appreciative, respectful, loving person. Not someone who is wishing to have that, but someone who appreciates what they have. So when we as men, when we discover the wives that we have in our eyes, when we discover, when our eyes are enlightened, as we read Proverbs 31, we should be so appreciative. We should be so appreciative. Because this section should be read through the eyes of an appreciative husband, an appreciative children, rather than what we don't have, what we wish we had. We should recognize what we have and celebrate what we have. And sometimes we don't do that. So today, we want to do that. We want to make sure that all mothers know how much they're valued. All women know how much they're appreciated. Too many times women are made to feel like they have to apologize for being mothers. There's no apology needed. There's no apology needed. Mothers do the most important job in the world. They raise their children. Their work is unending. Their work is creative. Their work brings forth fruit. Their work establishes a precedence for their children. And so today's moms have modern conveniences that my mother never had. But I can stand here today and say, wow, without all the modern conveniences that my mother never had, my mother has been a tremendous mother. She's been a tremendous mother. She's done it all. And there's many women out there today that are doing it all. So we celebrate them today on this Mother's Day. And as we do look at this proverb and understand that it really is read through the eyes of an appreciative man, an appreciative person, it just should hopefully encourage all of you mothers today. My wife, who's a mother of six, and those of you that have children, and those of you that don't have children, you're appreciated, you're valued. God bless you, and have a great Mother's Day. Let's pray.